It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Singer Sam Smith opened up to British GQ, said that he never has felt comfortable as a man. He said, ever since I was a little boy, ever since I was a little human, I didn't feel comfortable being a man. Some days I've got a manly side of me, and some days I've got a womanly side, but it's when I'm in the middle of that switch that I get really, really depressed and sad because I don't know who I am or where I am or what I'm doing, and I feel very misunderstood by myself. I realized that that's because I don't fit into either. He says he's genderqueer. With the college admission scandal taking over the headlines, it seems that right now everyone is obsessed with knowing SAT scores, especially those of celebrities. Okay, so a 1600, if you don't know, is a perfect score when it comes to SATs. And these are the celebrities with the highest SAT scores. This is so interesting to me.
I never took the SATs or I never went to like any college stuff, so I'm interested to see what they did.
My dad is a genius. Daddy is a genius. Ben Affleck. My love.
Your Phoenix back tattoo guy.
I pretend that he doesn't have the Phoenix back tattoo.
You can't. It's all over his back.
He has a perfect SAT score, 1600.
Don't believe it, because nobody had the perfect SAT score would get a Phoenix all over their back.
Yeah. That's Will cool. Smith.
How about them apples?
Perfect SAT score, 1600. James Franco, perfect SAT score, 1600. This is where it gets wild. With only a few points below Bill Gates, Kesha got...
Whoa. Kesha?
Kesha got a 1,500, and Bill Gates had like a 1,540 or something like that. Yeah. Is that not the craziest thing? She's one of the... And I've heard this before.
Not that I thought she was dumb, but it's like, that's high score.
I don't know if this is true, but I thought I remember hearing a rumor that she was a member of Mensa or something like that. Is that what that is called? The super genius society in the United States? She's like a genius, but her persona, her brand, and how she got famous is kind of looking like a dumbass.
That's hilarious.
That's me too. I'm really, really smart.
Just like party central.
Right. Natalie Portman got a 1400 on the SAT at Harvard. She perfect one is 1600, so she did really well too. Common, the rapper, is on a mission to help victims of molestation like himself, and he says that his just-released book is the first step in making it happen. His new memoir, Let Love Have the Last Word, revealed that he was molested as a child.
So I want people to be like, man, I've experienced this, and I can say something about it and find out how to heal myself when I'm dealing with it. It's something that I know a lot of people experience, especially black young men and women have experienced it, but just people in general have experienced that type of thing. And a lot of people are afraid to talk about it, but the only way we stop the cycle is to talk about it.
That's brave as a man. I don't know, maybe just from my perspective. We all know women are molested, or girls are, but I think we don't talk a lot about boys and men having that happen, at least from my perspective. So especially him being a rapper and in the African-American community, I don't hear a lot of guys talking about that.
Very important.
So props to him for having the courage to share what happened to him.
Absolutely. George Clooney says that he's gotten creative on how to decline being a best man for someone that he barely knows.
I've had literally guys, like a guy who is an extra on a TV show, go, hey, I want you to be my best man.
And do you say no?
Well, I've been creative about it. I'll
How
say
do you
things
get out
like,
of it?
Well, I go, I'm bad luck, man. I've been best man like three times. They've gotten divorced, all three of them. You don't want it.
So you
just lie.
You just lie.
Lie like a rug, man.
That's a good idea.
Coming up in less than an hour, an A-list actor is going to write a juicy tell-all book.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.